Bin ich denn?
Just before I get started, just so not to shut us all up, you went through Abbas Chesed, so that's good. There's other Svara, if you want to do a Chazara, you can tell this. It's a very good sefer. Rabbi Bodner has also in English on the subject matter. And of course, the best thing is to learn from Masudin, Shulchan Aruch with Morzen and Nesi Kalim. But you actually picked a reasonably easy simon in Sefer Spoilum to get started, which is but very important. And we're going to run some shorter on the
first of all, I want to give a shkoyach to both Rosh HaKoilel, Rabbi Blezer is here, Rabbi Singer is not, for inviting me up. I'm very delighted that you started a chabura in Chosh and Mishpat, and you're very lucky to have two very fine, young, energetic Rosh HaKoilel and Erlecha, and also good midas. It's not so easy today to find people that are Talmidei Chacham with good midas. They seem to be based brisk. That one of the most difficult chazals to understand is Talmidei Chacham Barbim Shalom B'Yoylam. So Baruch Hashem, you have two that are not only outstanding in terms of being Talmidei Chacham, outstanding in Midos, and only my best wishes to your new endeavors. I understand as a moving L'chel L'chel, you should be Matzliach, continue. So just a couple things before we get started. About Sechiras Poilim, as you saw, Be'ezus Hashem, that the chomer of the isur or isurim of Baal Tolin, as we call it broadly, even though Baal Tolin is relegated to a particular aspect of not paying on time, but we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, shortly you can be over a whole slew of averus. It's the chomer of isur is very, very severe. So just to get started, I saw something very fascinating. The chinuch. If you look in the Gemara, I don't know if you went through all the Gemaras, but the Gemaras, at one point, I think it's Kufud Aleph Amid Aleph, tries to distinguish between Oishek and Gezel. You know that you saw that there's about five different Isurim and Aseh, which we'll get into in the Andai, and as well as in Isur Darabanan, for good measure, that under certain circumstances one could be Oiver. So the Gemara tries to distinguish between Oishek and Gezel. What's the difference between Oishek, which seems to sound like restraining, and Gezel, which is to take away? Obviously, in this case, you're not taking away anything. But so the Gemara remains without any distinction. It's matche, it pushes away any possible distinction, and they try its various proposals. And the Gemara, at the end of the day, says, why did the Torah write loisashoik and loisigzel? La'avar olav b'shnei la'avim, that you should be over two la'avim. Now, when I was growing up, I was in cheder. I'm older than probably almost everybody in here, with some exceptions. I went to cheder. In those days, they still patched. They patched in the morning, they patched in the afternoon. So I understood what it means, lava, olo, b'shnei lava, means that you get hit twice. Okay, a young person can understand that. But the chinuch says something very profound. And the chinuch says, why does the Torah do that? It's not arbitrary. The Rabbanu Shalom is not interested in giving us worse punishment than necessary, right? There's no lefnim yishur sadin when it comes to punishment, right? So he says like this, so basically he's saying, the way the world's constructed, the world was constructed in a way that the certain things that we do, or good things in the mitzvahs, has a certain tayelis for us. It works in the olam haruchni, we don't understand exactly how, but something akin to the physical world in its own, has its own mechanics. And for whatever reason, not paying somebody on time is so severe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu added on to the lavim, right? It's to demonstrate how dangerous it is, how far you need to avoid transgressing these averas. For example, you'll see many times if something is dangerous, they have the skull and crossbones. So you imagine you have one skull and crossbones, that tells you it's dangerous. If you see two, you know it's really dangerous. If you see three, you know it's extraordinarily dangerous. So I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, in Kailal, so I was walking one day and it said, there was a sign, there was a water spigot on the floor. It says, in English, don't drink. And Hebrew said, Mesukan. Because Echat, you know, if you tell the Israelis, don't drink, that's exactly what they're going to do. But Mesukan already, that they understand. So that's the pshat over here. Now, it's very interesting. You'll discover in Chosh and Mishpat that it's not, even though people think it's about money, it's not about money. Really, it's a bein adam l'chaveira aspect. You'll find many times in Choshen Mishpat that there are Isurim that don't have the requisite or the accompanying din moment along with it. For example, Oinah. Chazal learned that by Oinah's karka, l'mashal, since the Pasuk says, v'chitim kar mem kar la'misecha, and by Oinah it speaks about when you sell something, so it's Chazal learned that dover ha'nikna miyad liyad, that Oinah is only shaykh, it's only relevant to movable items, not to land. But the Ramban comes along and he says, wait a second, it makes no sense. Where's the halachas of Oinah? The Hilchas Oinah is right in the middle of Hilchas Shemitah. Why would the Torah put a law that's not shaykh to karka smack dab in the middle of all the agrarian halachas? Makes no sense. So it says Ramban, it comes to tell you there's still an isser to do it. If you did it, there's no, it's not actionable in Bezdin, but it's still aser, because the whole tachlis hadover is to refine ourselves. The money is a subsidiary issue, right? It's not a minor issue, but that's the whole idea. So by Baal Tolan, I want to tell you clearly, it's not about the money. You both know, or hopefully you've learned, that Baal Tolan is shaykh for any amount of money and to any person. Any person. It's shaykh to an usher muflig, to an extraordinarily wealthy guy, and even to an extremely, obviously, poor individual, to an avyon, to an ani. So why is it relevant to an usher? Why do I have to have, let's say, a yid comes along, he's worth $8 billion and he mows my lawn, because that's what he likes to do. I should be over Baal Tolan. The guy's worth many, many, many times my net worth. And he mowed the lawn for $3. Okay, he's a meshugana, he wants to do it for $3, right? So why should I talk to be over Baal Tolan in such a case? So the Chinuch says that because Chazal didn't distinguish, right? It's like a loy plug, so to speak. And it's pretty, I guess it'd be hard to be magdir, who's an usher and who's an ani, right? Ezu usher, right? There are many asherim that feel that they're aniim. I want to propose that it's maybe something entirely different, and that is, it's not about the money. A person that does any type of labor, right? And we see in Hilchas Poilim, Mirza Shamilur and others, Shemilur Ahmed Gimel with retractions, all kinds of cases, a poil is inherently different, the relationship, than any other type of buyer and seller, a totally different set of circumstances. When a person does a certain amount of labor, he invests himself in that, and he takes a certain pride in that labor, regardless of what it is. Right? They tell us by Avodas Perach, coming up in Shemois, right? By the Avodas Perach, the whole punishment was, even though that Klai Yisrael Avodim, and they had to do very difficult work, but the buildings would sink into the mud, there was no toyelis, there was no matara, there was no objective, there was no result, no toitsa for what they did. That is destructive. A person works, even if he's a slave, if he can see a certain toitsa, a certain result of his work, he takes a certain pride. So when you don't pay somebody on time, it's showing that you're not marich, the person. And that is the issue. It's not about the money. The billionaire that mowed your line could care less about the money. It's that you're showing I'm not valuing you. V'horaya. I don't want to get into it now, but just very quickly, it's a very interesting halachas in Tzchiras Poilim. There's a machlokes in the Gemara with regard to what a person in a field, what he's allowed to eat. If he's working with anovim, he's allowed to eat anovim. If he's eating te'enim. So the Gemara has certain svekas. It's an aboya doloi ifshita. I don't recall exactly what the pratim were at this point, but let's say the shaz, if he's eating anovim, if he chap te'enim, v'chulei v'chulei, it's a aboya doloi ifshita. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara. So Chaber paskins that the poil has no right to do it, but if he did it, you can't even hold on to his salary. You actually have to pay his salary. You mamash have to pay him. Which goes keneged all dinei mamonis, right? Someone that's muhsik, if you are in the possessive state of the money, that's the status quo. So ein oitzim yoda, you have to have a raya to bring out, right? A guy can tie the kimli, I paskin like this, and we have an aboidolo yeshita, so the Gemara doesn't come to a maskone, so you should be able to hold it. So I gave a whole chabur to the guys when we were going through the sugya, and I wanted to tie in, if you look at the pasuk, it says, lo solon pu'ulas sachir. Loi solon pu'ulas sachir is a very, very odd construction. It really should say, loi solon schiras poil. Pu'ulas sachir. So Unkelus just says it's another way. Sometimes pu'ula also describes salary, but Rashi says it's not. The whole pasuk means it's not that you shouldn't hold the pu'ula. It should not remain in your hands. It should not be with you. The pu'ula, the work, should not be with you. Meaning, so nafka mina could be that you're not a teirach smuchsik. Meaning that you are not allowed to hold on to it, and that's why in such a case you have to pay him. It's not yours to keep. V'haraya, I think it's Avos Chesed brings out from the Zohar that I think it was Rav Hamnuna when he would pay. He says, "I'm giving you back your neshama that you gave me as a pikadin." Right, the poyel's neshama is pikadin. You see very clearly that it's a totally different set of circumstances. A person that has to pay a worker has nothing to do. He's not a standard bal chayv. Another raya, Rashi says there's a din which I'm sure you covered that you have to pay a poyel with cash. Normally, shove a kesef is sufficient. Here, you must pay with cash. Oddly, where does Rashi bring the pasuk from? The Ischaivus is from Loitolin Pa'ula Sacher. What a pella. Why is Rashi bringing the Ischaivus of that you have to pay with cash from Loitolin Pa'ula Sacher, which is a law? It should come from Biyoimoi Titain Scharoi. And I think the point is, like this, Rashi's telling you that it's not a normal choiv. There's a choiv that you have to appoil as a standard choiv, and then there's the choiv you have as the chayvus you have as a soicher to a poil, to a baal, to a poil. That fits into the bill of all these halachas we're learning today. Once you're outside of the box of that, then you're no longer chayv. So Rashi tried to tell you it's because leisolin pu'ula sacher, that pu'ula, that's what generates the chayvus of cash. It's not a regular baal choiv. You're not a regular baal choiv where you can pay with shavkes. Nafkamina would be, I think I found it right at the time. If you're not over Baal Tonon, let's say, remember, like your Ein Law, you didn't have the money, v'chule, then there would be no more hischaivus to pay in Shavu Kesef. So in other words, we have to understand here we're dealing with, there's a regular chayv that you certainly owe the fellow money, but there's a special chayv that the Torah creates that has certain circumstances which we're going to discuss today. Very, very important to take note of that so we understand the severity of what we're dealing with. This is a serious, serious ben Adam l'chaver. Okay, but having said that, we'll get started. Okay, so you saw that there's a slew of psukim, right? And it is leisashik esreyecha, leisigza, leisolin, leisashik schar oni, right? And leisovay levashemesh. So there you got nice series of lavim, five. Then you got the asef yoyimay titein scharoi. And then you have the rabbanin of batishal, taimer lereyecha leich vishuv, which comes from Mishlei. So the Gemara learns out of some very interesting things. First of all, we know that one pasuk is only relevant to a night worker. I mean, technically speaking, if somebody finishes mamish at night, you have the whole night to pay until Alis HaShachar. If you didn't pay by Alis HaShachar, then you have violated the Isser. Or conversely, somebody who works the whole night and he finishes mamish by Alois, you have the whole day to pay. If he works like we generally do today till it's before Shkia, then you got to pay him by Shkia. And we learn that principle. How do we know which pasuk applies to what? I'm sure you saw the Gemara. Because schiros einu mishalemes elo lebesoif. Schiros is only chal. The chiyuv of the schiros is only chal at the very, very end of the period, not beforehand. So that's what would come out. Now, what are you over? According to most poskim, if you have money and you meet all the criteria, which we'll see, the guy mons you, he demands his money, and you don't pay, you have violated at least one Isser and Mevatel one Aseh. According to some poiskim, you're even over both Lavim, right? That's not how we seem to paskin. That's the Levush, but by and large, we paskin that you're over. One Lav is also pretty serious. You don't have to come on to two. It's a pretty serious thing. The worst part is, and this is unique, according to most Hashem, to any halachas I've seen anywhere, in I can't speak unequivocally, if you are going to be kovish, you never intend to pay him, and you have the money, you're over five lavim, according to most Rishonim, meaning you're even over the lav of the yoyim, even if it's a poil laila, and you're even over the laila if it's a poil yoyim, plus all the other things, leisashoy, v'chulei, v'chulei, balti shoye, and for good measure, you're mevatel and aseh. So if you're looking chas v'shalom for an expressway down south, it's a good way to start, but it's a terrible. So do you see the chaymez or iser? Rashi learns you're not over five, it's only going to be four, but it's very interesting. We still throw on the law that's bechlal not shaykh to the mitzias of the aveir. You see that it comes out that the severity of the iser is so horrific that you could be over such a thing. That's again, that's only if you intend never to pay, right? But if you intend to pay, then you're not going to be over all five. You'll get away with one according to most poskim, two according to some, and a bit to lasse, okay, which is also nothing to take lightly. Okay. Fine. Now, what I'm not entirely sure about, I don't have an answer for this, is what is the gedder of kovish? Kovish means to restrain salary. At some point, if you want to pay, you're not being kovish. But how long does that go? So if I tell I'm going to pay the guy, you know, when people stop fighting in the kehillah, you know, I don't mean here, I mean worldwide, so that's like loylem ved, right? There has to be some gedder where I'm going to pay. If I'm going to pay him in 50 years from now, I don't know if that's called dechia. In other words, where does dechia stop and where does kovish start? I'm not sure. That requires, but you have to be honest with yourself. Again, this is not a bezdin issue, right? We're talking about, I should have mentioned this, so we're talking about iser here. right? It's, I should have said earlier, it's not a din moment, it's din iser. And Mamela, we'll see, in all these areas, you have to be choshish safik deraisa lechumra. By normal, in monetary matters, you can say kimli, you can say all kinds of things, which you cannot do if this is considered an iser. And this is considered, according to most poskim, an iser. The other thing, so what comes out lemaisa, so let's take an example. If a guy stops working before shkia, so you have to be chadum. We know we have machlokes when does night start, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. So right, if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you got to pay by shkia, right? According to Rabbi Yosi's Karafan, you have a later point. So let's say you didn't make it by shkia, you still have to be chesh to Rabbi Yosi and pay before tseis ha koychavim. And it would work the other way too. If the guy finished after Rabbi Yehuda shkia, and you still would have to pay by seis ha-kechav. That's what the Nesiv Chesed said. I don't know if you saw it inside. In other words, because it's an issur d'oraisa, we're choshish in every which way, l'chumra. Does everybody get it? Okay, fine. I don't know what you've covered, what you haven't covered. As far as
this is suffix if you own the money. Now, let's say you don't know he didn't do the job properly, or there's suffix if he owes you the money.
So that's an interesting question. There is. I saw an interesting case. Like this. You mean a suffix where he actually did the job at all?
Somehow or other, there's a suffix in the suffix that he, if you own the money. But
that probably might not be, that probably might not be nichnas into the thing, right? That'd be like Einodim Chayafti or something like that. It might not be, you're probably right, Rabbi. Yeah, probably. But I'll tell you something very fascinating I saw, to give you a mashal l'mahadav adoyma. There was a case, I don't know if it was Howie Paskin, it was brought in one of the contemporary sforn from very chashav Chosh Mishpat people in Eretz Yisrael, Shafran and others, I don't know who wrote the article, there was a case where a maid was cleaning in the house, and not in the course of what she was doing, she poured hot water onto a sink that broke, it cracked, it was some very sensitive glass type of sink. So the shaila was, could the Baal be ma'akev the schirus to the maid, because there's a shaila, if you are, it's a machlekes whether you're shem esach or not when it comes to if you're not getting paid to do it. So if she was just an ozeret, she wasn't even a housekeeper, so she wasn't getting paid to clean anything. So maybe you're only a shem chinam, not a shem esach, right? Between a shem chinam and a shem esach, there are different levels of how careful you have to be, aside from the achraya shabai. So they wanted a paskin that would be choshish to the shach and talk for koyin, that since it's iser, you can't be makel by iser, and you should pay and then deal with it later on. But in your case, I'm pretty sure that if you're unsure, right, that there's any hischayvus at all. I mean, if a guy walks in and says, you know, I did this and this for you, it could be a problem. Also, you know, this halach of yared, the stay chaver shloim b'shusay, that does create a chayv, but I don't think that's a chayv of schiras pilon because he never hired him. That's poshut. Okay. All right. Fine. If a person is a salaried worker, gets paid monthly, bimonthly, etc., so then the payday creates the date, the deadline for Baal Tolan. So the marshal, if you pay bimonthly, I think it's machlokes, so bimonthly means twice a month or once every other month, whatever. Let's say it's paid twice a week, right? Machlokes, you know, between the Webster's and I think Oxford Dictionary, I'm not sure. Anyhow, the mice at the end of the day comes out that, let's say it's Friday, if you're not getting paid on Friday, that creates an iser of Baal Tolan. I'm not exactly sure how that works. It's either it creates a hefsek in the pu'ula, and therefore it's now a new period, or it could be, I'm not sure, it could be that there's some type of heskin that's chilas mishalamis be'emsa. Maybe you could create that. I doubt that the latter one is true because you're creating iser. If it was mamon, you could do that. If it was straight out of iser, you wouldn't be able to do that. Okay, I don't know.
We had a shalom in this thing that, so chilas mishalamis be'emsa, so if you're paying on a Friday, so it means that the chilas is a two-week period.
But L'chur, that's how it's going to work out.
Shaila is, what about, is that only work if he's working the whole week till Friday? Let's say he only works on Monday and Tuesday. Let's say you have a guy comes in Monday and Tuesday, but you pay everyone in the company on Friday.
So that we'll get into. So that's going to be Shukah Desura. I think that's going to be Yom HaShukah. Exactly, yeah, correct. But there, by the way, we'll get to that, but there's a Machlokes Rishonim, even though we don't Paskin the Meiri, according to, the Meiri does hold that Shukah Desura, you'll be Chai Baal Tolan on that day. But Rabbi Blazer is right that let's say you only work Monday and Tuesday, payday is Friday, so you already missed the point. Remember, in Baal Tolan, if you don't have the money or you don't have to pay because of Shukah Desur, whatever, once you miss the deadline of Baal Tolan, it's over. Then you're just doing a regular, again, it's also not a mitzvah not to pay somebody afterwards. You have to pay your bills. That's another old Midag in Klal Yisrael, right? That's my Rebbe once. The Rebbe once said a joke, how do you know that Midag Mevatel Halacha? That's a principle, by the way, only in Choshen Mishpat, not in other areas of Halacha. Right, but that basically means that minog means the prevailing custom denotes the mindset, the gemira's das at the time of a consummation of a deal. But how do we know minog mevat halacha? He says halacha, you have to pay your bills. For harai, we see people Nabuchdon. That's a joke, by the way, everybody said. It's not a... Okay, fine. Now, how about if you pay early? This also comes in it. If you pay early, meaning, let's say the poyo finishes and you pay him before the chalos chiyuv of the tashlumim. Oddly enough, which I find hard to understand, but people, very big, people say that the Shulchan Aruch of Moshe Sternbach says, and I saw it's written, brought down from Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, v'chule, that you are not mekayim the asay of b'yomei titin tzchorei. Meaning, in order to be mekayim the asay of b'yomei titin tzchorei, you need to have the requisite lav in place. Meaning, if it's a payment, l'moshel, that's not subject to the lav, you can't be mekayim the asay. I find it hard to understand, and I'll bring what I think is a shtukl raya. Again, I'm only just telling you this, but b'derech pilpul. Right. It's no right. No, it's a vada, not also. You can pay early. You just won't be mekayim the mitzvah asay. No. Right. Nachinami. No, you can't be mekayim the asay afterwards. You can't. It doesn't fit the formula.
So why is it not also?
So we're going to get 1 second. So to me it doesn't make sense. If the Torah's whole objective is to pay the guy, why would the Torah encourage your behavior not to pay early when A, you may forget later, B, it's what the Poel HaGufa wants, and C, you might not have the money later. And I'll bring you a riot. The Gemara tells us that over here, Amemar and Marzutra, Vechule, they used to hire through a shliach. We learned, we're going to get to this in a minute, if you hire through an intermediary, you're not subject to the laws about Talmud. Why did they do? We're talking about Gedolei Olam here. We're not talking about Chas v'shalom people, these are gedolei olam. So Tosis points out, avayla loy mishum shal yedayt elitchois elohoyo yorei shalo yeh ponoi litein lehem v'afilu mishum bal tisho loyo oivra kimen shu osuk b'mloch acheres. They were afraid they're going to be a Ryan Gatun, and they wouldn't remember to pay v'chulei. So in order to avoid the potential severity of the iser, they each took each other to hire the other person's poilim as an intermediary. So I'm saying, if they were going to forfeit the mitzvah saseh b'yom titen tzchorei, it's hard for me to imagine, right, that they would have gone through that exercise, right, to avoid a lav at the expense of being mevatel and aseh, not mevatel and aseh, not being able to mekayim aseh would be a better way of putting it. It's hard to imagine. It could be that they're not even mevatel and aseh because they never creates a choiv to begin with, but it's very shver to say. I said that Chalkas ben Yaman also says like me, but again, he doesn't have a raya, and we have gedolei olam on the other side. So that you are not going to be yotze. Doesn't mean you shouldn't pay. You just won't be able to be mekayim mitzvah b'yom titen tzchorei. That's all.
You made a comment earlier that the whole reason why of this Baal Talmud is not just the money; it's showing the person that you value.
Right.
You're not going to accomplish that if you pay him.
Okay. Let's not have machshava converge with halacha. I have to agree with you.
Okay.
I have to agree with you. I agree with you that that's what I'm arguing, and that's what Smashman Tosis. Now, Rav Yoshev Zitzal. Right, he says the best he gave an eight says what I try to do is if you want to pay early, you give it to the guy and say I'm giving it to you now, but you're not cleaning it until after this bias clears.
Yeah.
Or nocha kunz you could do is keep $1 in cash on the side.
The guy's still there after you paid him your money.
Okay, I know people like that too. That's true. Nachinam.
But I remember.
Oh, so according to the Rambam holds it to be amit tizitzchor. He's a das yochin. Most hold it's not shaykh. That would be a raya, a shtickle. That would be no gate to this, exactly correct, right. That's what the Rambam, it's not the Mashmoyis in the Gemara. That's the Rambam, okay, it's the Rambam. It doesn't, by the way, there's no Aveira paying a guy on time. A little Kiddush Hashem wouldn't also, you know, it's a nice thing, okay?
But it would come back, you shouldn't pay a cleaning lady's room. Let's say the cleaning lady leaves at 3 o'clock p.m. and have Shabbos, and you come at 2 and you're leaving, paying her at 2, you're not being the kind of sense of
Tell her she can't be machmed until afterwards. I have no idea. I have to say it in Spanish somehow. Okay. I hear the point. It's a good point. All right. Another couple of interesting shilas that what do you go boss the poil or the baal in terms of different makoimis, the Shevet Levi Paskins, it's the makoim. It could create some very interesting shilas and dateline shilas. I don't want to get into now. There's a huge machlikus where the dateline is, and it could very well be whether you have to be choshesh to both sides, there's two sheets, chas and ish, and others. Okay, that's way off our topic. But anyhow, he says you go bust to the mokum. Obviously, though, if a guy's hired a guy in Eretz Yisrael, he's in Eretz only hires a guy in America, Lanias Daiti, could very well be that it's almost like a shliach in the sense it's not a face-to-face discussion. I don't know. I'm not passing the mice. I don't know. Luchur Baltom maybe does have expectations. We'll get to that in a second.
Is a phone next to a shliach?
Phone is probably not a shliach. It's probably that Etz in person, right? Even though, according to the Tosfos Rut, we'll get to in a minute. I think it might actually be shtickle mashma that it's like a shliach. I'm saying that b'derech efsher. By the way, okay, so you all know, right, you all know that if you're not over the first day, right, there's a series of things that have to happen. You have to have the money, the guy has the money, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. If all the technical aspects don't fall into place, then beyond, as I said, you're only over, shouldn't say only over. You're over bal hishohe, right, that is a yisud rabbonon, which is also not a good thing to do. And besides the fact, you know, there is bein odom lechaver aspects here that one should always be choshish in when it comes to these things.
When you say you have to have the money, let's say it's in the bank account, you have to pay the cash, but it's in the bank account, so you don't have the cash with you.
So I'm going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get into, believe it or not, I have a safer at home called Hachek Bahalocha, two krochim. Two krochim, not just one. You have it here. Yeah, so you see, Baruch Hashem, today we have specialists that help us get more confused. But
does it apply more to a landscaper than an attorney?
Nope. Doesn't matter whether you're getting paid $3,000 an hour or $2 an hour.
But attorney's not charging you just on the day.
So okay, well, obviously, if the billing process works like that, then there's no sort of baltolan. In other words, if you get a bill payable in 30 days, so that's it. It's over. There's no baltolan anymore.
But you're going to get
service versus tax service, like intellectual. Somebody thinks.
There's no difference.
No difference?
Service is pool, or what's my head?
Do you get a mitzvah to pay within 30 days, or you get a bigger, do you get the mitzvah to pay that night, even though you have to pay it in 30 days?
There's no batolan anymore. No, it's muktam. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that by schira, by...
He finished working and he made up that he's going to...
He's billing in 30 days. It's over. Also by rent, we'll see in a minute. But rent, you're paying a month ahead, so you never get into these issues also.
Right.
Okay? I don't know if there's any landlords in here, but... All right, fine. The Seder. Now, the other interesting thing is that what happens if you, like I said, if you're not over Baltolin, are you still over Koivish and Gezel, right? I just said we only over Baltisha. There are that some to suggest that Chelkas Binyamin wants the time, you're still over those. I humbly disagree. I found the Ritva Baruch Hashem in my corner, so I have a Risha, and he's the only one I spoke. That, though, like I said earlier, the whole Mizgeret, the whole dynamics of the Chizchaibus of a Poyol, to pay a Poyol, is not a normal Choyv. There's the regular Choyv that you have as a regular debt. And then there's a special one that has all the quote-unquote bells and whistles, the special dinim of paying a poll. Once you're out of that box, you're into a regular chayv, right? So, oishek and gezel of a poil owned on a font already. In other words, if you buy something in a store and you don't pay on time, you're not over chayvish, you're not over gezel. It's nisht a good zach, right? But it's you don't fall into those categories. Gezel usually is the traditional, you taking something from somebody or it's something you can return. This doesn't fit into that Ms. Garrett, because it's a poil, you can't give back, you never took anything. So once you've not met the criteria, you won't be over Gezel Noishik. That's the way I see it. But again, Chas Ben Yaman says otherwise, we have a Risha, not like that. But at the end of the day, it's always better to err on the side of caution. Fine. So we discussed already Velot Yisra Momin and all the ramifications that go with that. I don't know if you saw the Ksais HaChoshin. This is a great simon because there's only a few very short Ksaisim and not long Nisibis. That's one of the great challenges of Choshin Mishwa, particularly Nisibis, is our mind-bending. And it takes a lot of work and effort, Baruch Hashem. So over there, the Ksais deals with Karka, which we'll discuss in a minute. But he holds because it's Isser, then you should be Machmer when you're dealing with Isser. Okay. Okay, let's start talking. Let's do cotton. Cotton is a very fascinating thing. Abbas Chesed brings us down. This is Maisim Shebechol Yoim. A cotton is not a bar mechila. It doesn't have the das to be moichel. That's why Umashal by an Avedas cotton. There is no Yeyush an Avedas cotton because a cotton is not a bar mechila. So therefore, if you have a child, not your child, we'll get into your child momentarily, and you ask him to do a certain thing for payment, and then you don't pay, you're over everything. Well, at least you're over baltolan. Plus, it's not very good chinuch, right? You tell the kid, "I'll give you a candy if you take out Sunny," and you end up, you know, taking advantage of the child. It's silly, not you know, you're going to be raising the next Bernie Madoff. It's very important that we mechanach our children kedarko, just like in Edea, right? I neglected to mention this to you. Well, it doesn't help, does it? Oh, no, it's okay. We're going to get them by your own child. By the way, I hopefully saw the Hakadome of the Chavetz Chesed about He's saying it can't be that chas v'shomer are inherently bad in these inyanim that people are nichal in dinei chesh nish, but rather he's, or Bal Tolan specifically, he said people are very diligent when it comes to lulav and esrog. They get up in the morning and they shake it as soon as possible. They spend a fortune on it, v'chule. So why is it by Bal Tolan people are not as zahir in these things? So he said, you have to learn halachas. Learning halachas has a twofold effect. One is you become knowledgeable, and two, it has hashba on you. When we learn Hilchos Shabbos, right? The hashba of the halach itself creates hisoyrus in your shmirah Shabbos, not just the knowledge of what you can do and what you can't do. So that's what he's saying. So that's important. We have to teach our children that as well. Your own child is a very fascinating thing, right? There is a discussion by a child, since he's mechuyev to do it for you anyhow. I'm, you know, used to be. I have a lot of children. The older children would take out stuff. The other ones have to be either threatened or bribed, right? To do little things. My Adem, one of my Adem, he learns he's a Chavrus of Rav Nissen Kaplan in Yisrael. So Rav Nissen proudly said that he once asked his daughter to do something and she didn't jump to do it. He said, don't you want to Rechis Yomim? She said she'll do Shiluch HaKen. That was her. he was very proud. You know, and the Litvaks are very proud of Vitzim much more, you know, than the... So anyhow... Nice to show you. He has many daughters, so I don't know which one it is, so I'll leave it like that. But he was telling it, so he was proud of it. But let's say that there's a... But your own child, if there really is a choiv that the person has to do in that Torah, it may not create a hischaivus in terms of mamon. If he has a choiv to do it anyhow, I'll give you an interesting case. It's brought down, a machlokes between the tzais and the nesivis. A guy, if you can imagine, has had a wealthy son-in-law. Okay, it usually doesn't work that way anymore. So the grandfather says to the son-in-law, listen, I'll pay you to learn with my einikel, your son. I'll pay with you to learn. So Tata goes, he learns with the son, and he says, no, Shver, where's the money? Gus, come on, Mishata Nibach, I was fooling around with you. Right? So some say, right, there are examples of Mishata Bach, I don't want to get to that. Now it's a famous case. If you can be oimed from the situation, the guy was just joking around, then it's not a Yischaivus, right? The famous case where a guy's running away from the authorities, and he comes to a ferry, and he tells the ferryman, I need to go across the other side. And he said, how much it is? And he says, it's usually $1, but for you it's $100, right? He sees everybody chasing him. When he gets to the other side, he has a right to say Mishat and Yibach. He only has to pay the going rate. Like a discussion, not for our point. But anyhow, the Ktzoy says that the only reason that the guy gets away with it is because he can say Mishat and Yibach. But the Nesiva says, no, even without the title of Mishat and Yibach, he wouldn't have to pay. Why? Because the father has a chiyuv to teach his son. So this could be totally the Meloy HaChoshen. On the bottom says that this could be a machlekes based on machlekes Rishonim between the Ramban and others, whether a doctor can charge for his chokhmah beyond, let's say, regular low rate, right? Because it's a mitzvah to take care of people. We paskin, obviously, you could charge for your chokhmah because there are good doctors and less good doctors, but it could be toloy in that. So anyhow, be that as it may, if your son does something for you, hein mitzad, that's a suffik iser, and hein mitzad chinuch, pay him. It's not a good idea to stiff him. Say, oh, Kimli, Gedas Ramban, you know, that you have to do it anyhow. It's not going to go over too well. All right, just a couple of the things, and I'll take some questions. You know that, oh, by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier. I gave you the whole shmooze about a poil hurting his feelings, whatever it is, not being marked. How about Kalim? Zakash on me. Kalim, right, is also, if I rent your car, and I don't pay for your car on time, I'm also over Balton. So what, you're going to feel bad? That I wasn't marach your jalopy, right? Well, what's pshat with that? So I think, I thought about this for a while after I said this over. I think there's shtickle riot in the world of chesed. It could be that a seicher really is doing your chesed. Just because you're making a mask, I should say. Just because a person is making money doesn't mean he's not doing a chesed. If you think about it, you can go to any city in the country, Hertz, whatever. Okay, they're not probably chesed. I understand that, but I'm just saying, right? And an automobile costs $30,000, $50,000, $60,000. You can rent it out for $80, $100 a day, $50 a day, $40. Dan still probably will pay you by the time you're done to take the car. Whatever it is, right? Lemais, at the end of the day, right? There really is a chesed. But Haraya, I'll tell you the Raya. The Raya says, we have machlekes of the sechus of Shemer Sachar, Shemer Chinam. So Rashi says over there, Hoyv lanasehu, etz afalpish nesin schar pulos of Shemer Sachar, hu de ilo yohiv schar havei shoyel. If he wouldn't pay, he'd be a shoyel. A sechur is closer to a shoyel. So a guy is taka doing you a chesed, even though he's a maskir, and I think they also would fall into that category, just b'derech machshava, so to add it. But we all know it applies to everything. So how about, I saw brought down telephone lines. In the old days, most of us have mobile phones now, but they still have these wires that go into like what they call a landline, you know, the actual phone in the, could be you're renting the phone lines from Sonar Tisrael Lamash, you're renting the phone lines from whoever it is, of the Bezek or whatever it is. So it could be an Isser Bal Tolan. I think Rav Yoshev Takis says that it could be a Shiloh Bal Tolan. Except for the fact that really you're paying not where there's a Chalois Chiyuv, so you get around it that way. But let's say gas and water, you don't pay, because gas and water, you're only paying for the usage of the Chaymer. You're not paying for the, in other words, if somebody outside unplugs the water pipe and steals water, the shul's not going to be billed for it because it never got into the rishus of the shul, right? Wherever there's a point where it starts and where it stops. Okay, just something to keep in mind. Karka, very important. Karka and bias. There is a huge lack. Karka, you'll see as you learn Chesh Mishpat, Mitzvah Shem has a very miyuchadik din. There are a lot of exceptions to karka. Karka, there's no din, like I said, of oinah by karka. Even in Hilchas Tefilas Kelim, there's right. Tanis Mechubal Karka doesn't have a chiyuv of Tefilas Kelim. There's even by Shomim, if a guy rents an apartment and his kid burns down the apartment, not for the metalton, for the apartment itself, even though he's a shomer sachar, it's machlekes for shomim whether the patur of karka based on the gzeres hakosov extends even to pshia. And you could easily tie a kimli, and he's not obligated for no logical reason. It's all based on psukim. So what's the story with karka and bal tolan? So the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a yeshayimim that it's potter because it says be'artzecha v'loy artzecha, which is the pella. And the Goyin points this out because, number one, we don't darshan that pasuk at the end of the day. We use another pasuk, and the Gemara Mefurish says like that, be'artzechas tetel, it doesn't come into play. And two is, there's a Teres Kahanim in the Sifri that says Mefurish not like that, that includes karka. So you should be chayshish that karka is subject to laws about tolan. You do have a yeshayimim of the mechaber, but again, as the Ketzai says, it's Isser, you should be choishish lechumra. Now, how about a bias? This is also a big question. If you hold karka's potter in any other area, what's the din of a bias? A bias is tola shubisayf chibroi, right? First it's disconnected, and then you connect it. Machlek is in Simen Sadi, in other places. What's the din of a bias? So it comes out like this. If the Nesiv Chesed, I think, points this out. Since karka is a huge machlokes to begin with, and we have a double machlokes by bias, whether that's considered karka or not karka, so for sure by bias you should be machmir, and that comes into play with renting apartments, houses, etc., except for one big point. You pay ahead of time. Therefore, if you're late on your rent, which you shouldn't be, by the way, you're not over bal tolan because it's schiris mukdum. Okay?
More than a month ago.
Huh? It doesn't matter. If the date, once you miss the cutoff date, it's over. Right? So that's it. Okay. There's a few other things, and I'll take questions. Uman, very interesting. You know, Uman is a Shaila. You saw right by cleaners. So you leave your stuff there. The chayvus of paying is only when you take the stuff from the cleaners, which you
collect. Yeah.
Right. You collect it there. There's a whole discussion by Mashkin. We're not going to get into that. But the question is by Uman. There's a huge machlek as to whether Uman koine b'shvach kli. Right, whether let's say I take a silver and I give it to somebody and I say, make me a Kiddush cup. So now he starts to make the Kiddush cup, the silver was worth, let's say, $100, and now he's made a cup that's worth $300 and he loses it. What's his achrayus to me as the Baal? Is it kind of, was he kind of the shvachli, which means he's only liable to pay me $100? Or ain't him kind of shvachli, and therefore he'd have to pay me the full $300? Achleikis, but at the end of the day, we seem to say, so we'll be the nafkamina here. If it's umen koine b'shvach kli, then it's a mechira, and it's not a pu'ula if there was a case like that, and therefore it wouldn't be subject to the laws of Baal Tolan. But we paskin the other way, it seems, in this area, and but there's one exception. The Tzeis HaChoshen points out, brings to Maras Sasson, that if the guy used all of his own materials, so then it's for sure a mechira, l'mashal a sefer. A sefer takes a kalaf, which is not expensive. He writes a sefer Torah, which could be $50,000, $60,000, right? Even though the kalaf, relative to the thing, even though we say, Eman umen kind of a shvakli, but doesn't matter here, the ganze cheftza was his to begin with, memela, there would be no iser bal tolan. It would only be, not only, it would be a mechira, it wouldn't be subject to the laws of bal tolan. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Okay, so again, just to quickly over, to be over, you have to have the money at the time. If you didn't have the money at the time, then you're not over. Again, if you hire a guy knowing you're not going to have the money, also not a good thing. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about that. Some interesting things, the Ber Halacha says, if it's a choice between your Oinig Shabbos and paying a koil, your children take the back seat to the to the pile. You don't have to put flank in it. You can just eat beans or something, whatever it is. Because if you don't, you're actually eating his children, not your children, right? A lot of people try to switch their guilt not paying bills by giving tzedakah. L'maisa, the plaque should go to the guy that you owe the money to, right? The Torah Lishma, Ben Yishchai says, if you mekabel Shabbos early, then he gives certain eitzes how, and you forgot to pay somebody how you can pay. But it's l'maisa, there's no alternative. It's a kabbalah b'tois, and you have to pay him. I don't know if that's how we
talk about it. Except the Shabbos from Zayis?
Only if it's Tosefta Shabbos, not real Shabbos. You know, in the summertime.
No, it's early Shabbos.
Yeah.
So you accept
the again, remember, you have to. You should ask a Shaila, I'm just saying what he brings down, that he gives all kinds of suggestions how you can get around it. That's the whole point. Okay, Shliach. We mentioned earlier, a Shliach, if you hire through an intermediary, it's a Shaila whether or not you're over. I mean, you're Potter for sure, I'm sorry, it's a Machlekes Rashi and the Taisis Rid. Why is that? Because usually Shlichos Shel Adam K'Moisai, so why is this an exception? So Rashi says it's a Pasuk. It's a pu'ula itcho. It's not your pu'ula, meaning the guy, the shliach that hired him, it's not his pu'ula, and the other guy didn't do the hiring, so mamela, they're both potter from Baal Talin. Except if the shliach takes a chrais on the payment. If he says, chorcha malai, like the Gemara says. Taisus Rid says, and that's not the word, the Taisus Rid says, when I hire you, there's a face-to-face discussion, there's a certain level of expectation, but if there's an intermediary in the way, there is a disconnect. And it's not that, I wanted to use that once to explain there's a shita, and by Pidyon HaBen, we don't pass in the Ramah that you can't do Pidyon HaBen Ayyadei Shliach. Could be the same idea that the father should be there with the Kayin, B'Shas Maisa, and if there's not, otherwise there's a disconnect. Okay, anyhow, that's we do pass in that. Now, the Lumdus could have ramifications, like Rabbi Singer was asking about a telephone. Could very well be, for sure, according to Rashi, you're Chayiv. Nothing to talk. Maybe. I'm saying B'derech Efshin, the guy, you're in Eretz Yisrael, I'm over here. He doesn't have that expectation. Mamela wouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael. I wouldn't go so far as to say the halacha, but anyhow. As far as your wife goes, even though today it's not Ishtoi Kegufo anymore, it's Gufo Ki Ishtoi, because the way that the secular law works with money. But Lemais, at the end of the day, if your wife is nice of a nice and usually, then you will be over Batolan if she doesn't pay on time, and specifically if the Utsiboy Habal, that's how they're Chashulchan Paskin, so you need to be very careful. It also has to be Tviya, right? But Tviya, don't mistake Tviya with being shy, right? If you have a 15-year-old Beis Yaakov girl, right, that she babysat for you, and she's not going to say, where's the money, right? The fact that she didn't ask you for it is not a raya that she's mindful. You have to worry about that. So you have to be very clear that the person should articulate that he's okay with it. Okay? As far as a check goes, we spoke about that. You have to pay with kesef, not shava kesef. What's the din of checks? So if it's during banking hours, there's no shayla, that's considered kesef. Now that, you, by the way, that also is about being kind of mitzvahs aseva biyomai titein schare. Ramesh Zetzal said that if the check is liquid, i.e. in Borough Park, it's a Hamisha Malkum, and you could go into a store with the check even after business hours and buy food and get other schayra, so then that would also be considered kesef.
I can deposit a check on my phone today.
Right. So good. So many years ago, I saw in the River Sephraim went to the time, since you could put the check in, that it wasn't considered any more a problem. I didn't understand it then, but for sure today I understand there's a certain latitude you get when you put a check, you will get a certain amount of credit, right, for that check.
Right.
So even off hours, you might be able to withdraw, in which case you're 100% right, it would be considered kesef. All right, so again, they have the whole sefer check halacha. If you want to go through a whole pilpul on it, it's all in there. That pretty much is, right, you all learned about, you learned about kedima and stuff like this. Right, that and obviously an ani overrides an usher, and an ani overrides an evyon, right? Because an evyon's used to being totally destitute, but evyon ani overrides an evyon. Gemara, but evyon overrides an usher. Obviously, usher takes backseat. If you,
evyon was more poor than an usher.
He is, but the Gemara says over there because he's used to begging for money.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He likes to.
It's just he's more accustomed to it.
He's not accustomed to getting paid like that.
What's an evyon? What's an ani? Chveis shakai lives in the gutter. Mistam is an evyon, right? I don't know. I don't know what the gather of. Okay, I think that.
Vendors versus.
Okay, so vendors.
New versus old. If you have a new guy you just hired. And
very good. So if there's a guy that you're behind on and you already missed the boat for Baal Talin, then the other guy takes Kadima because you have the Isser. Right? Tzedakah takes the back seat to Baal Talin. If you have two guys you can't pay them all, you should pay them based on, let's say they're all the same, they're both Aniyim, both Ashirim, both Avyayim, v'chulei, divided up. If you have some money and you don't pay it, for every money dollar you have, you are there's a partial iser, so it's a complete iser. It's not a chatzi shir iser here. It's a mamish, a full iser for every dollar that you have, even if you don't have the full amount. Say, well, I don't have the whole amount, so I'll pay you all of it later. You can't do that. So that pretty much, I mean, I shouldn't say sums it up, but
if you negotiate the time, here's half, and I pay you half in a week, and if he says okay, then
if he's meichel, he's meichel. But Rabbi Say, you know, these things come up all the time, and people don't really pay heed to it. Again, I just want to reiterate that just because it doesn't fall into the category of Baal Tolan, doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah and a mufcha not to pay. I mean, you have a lot of situations. My cousin has a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to visit some people a few years ago that were in Eretz Yisrael that were delinquent in their tuition. They were staying at a 5-star hotel for 3 weeks. And they said, Rabbi, I'm sorry, we can't pay you. We don't have the money. Obviously, the money was going to the buffet and all the other luxuries that they were having. So, right? So it may not be an Isser Baal Tolan, but it's certainly not Erlich. That's for sure. So we should all be mishtadel.
One quick question.
Sure. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the last question, we had two people who owed. You were both having it, we'll say. Same amount. You owe each one, we'll say, $100. You only have $100. Should you pay 50 to each, so at least you gave something?
Yes, if they're equal standing.
Are equal standing. Better than to pay 100 to one at least.
Yes.
So 50 to each, right? That makes sense.
You're not over anything, because it's aimly. It's not aimly.
Ah.
Right, I mean, it's not yeshly. Once you give them 50, you don't have anything. You can't, the guy can't, you're not mechuyev to one verse. I'm saying it's the same time
for you. Exactly.
You are mechuyev for a value mechuyev for what you're
giving. Should I rather give to one person than.
No, do you still, for whatever dollar you give, you mechuyev that part of yomit tzitzit schar. The biyom tzitzit doesn't mean algan tzitzit. It's all that you have. If you have $1 out of $1,000, you still mechuyev a mitzvah. It's nishtay. What does that mean?
Shabbos. You need a couple dollars.
Four. If it's literally that you're going to have to eat that night, that is what to talk about. But if it's a chutz mizeh, if it's, I don't know, to go... Huh? You mean a potential emergency?
Yeah.
That's going to be... Paying the guy on time is also an emergency. You better, right? It's a ruchnius emergency, right?
Is the human resources department a third party, a different entity?
Or if they hire... Oh, yeah, that would be a shliach, for sure. If they, I mean, you use them to hire somebody?
Right.
Or just to bring him into employment, what's it be elaborate? Yeah, but once you hire him, then you're the direct. It's only if they brought him in originally, but once you sign the contract directly with the guy.
But what if you're not involved at all? Because that's their function. And
then it could be shliach. I have to know the pratim, but it could be that they're shlichim.
Does it apply to corporations or only in the partnership?
Oh, so that's it. Rei Echa may not apply to corporations because that's a whole other shiloh. Again, err on the side.
Pledges?
Pardon me?
Pledges?
I don't know. Should I turn this off just in case I don't want to be. Pledges? A pledge is not is a